Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I know it was the blood. I know it was.
Good morning and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is none other than Prophetess Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you have stopped by the broadcast today. I hope it's something that will be said today that will help you along your way. And before we start, we have a wonderful topic today. And before we start, we'll have a few moments of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. This wonderful and beautiful day that you have created, that you have allowed us to be here on top of the earth one more time. And God, I thank you, dear Heavenly Father. I give you the praise today. I give you the honor because it's all about you. It's not about me. And God, I just say thank you for every caller that will call in today, dear Heavenly Father. You anoint the line, dear Heavenly Father. It's not about Sadie. It's all about you bringing forth your word today, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be something that someone will be able to take from this broadcast to help themselves or be able to share with someone else. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today, our topic is, have you seen the power of God's word display in your life? That topic again is, have you seen the power of God's word displayed in your life? By now, you should have been seeing the word of God displaying with the power in your life. I know there should be some testimonies of people calling in or listening to the broadcast or just looking at the title today ought to be able to give testimonies on to the power of God's word that's displayed in their life. You know, Paul's preaching was in the demonstration of the spirit and power. So our faith can stand in the power of God. You know, the gospel is the power of God to save those who believe. But faith comes by hearing God's word. The gospel is able to produce true faith in the heart of any honest person. Have you seen the power of God work, you know, word work in your life today? For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And today, as we go forth in this broadcast, you know, if we are ever going to experience the full benefit of our position and strength in God, we will need a complete understanding of the powerful yet simple relationship of our words to the spiritual realm. I feel strongly about the importance of this relationship, and I'd like to spend a little time today to impact it in your life today with this broadcast. You know, first of all, I believe that all the words we speak can be divided in five basic levels of categories. You know, and when you think of power, you think of power, that's P-O-W-E-R, power. When you think of the power, today we will consider these. You know, there are different levels of words that span the range of extreme between life and death. You know, we can speak words of pure life, words of pure death, or words somewhere between the two. You know, in Proverbs 18 and 21 warns us, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. In other words, whatever words you say with your mouth, whether they fall in the category of life or death, will determine the fruit your life produces. You know, this is a reality that escapes most people. Yet our words impact virtually every aspect of who we are and the quality of life we presently experience. You know, as I have mentioned, these words range between life and death on five basic levels. And I'm going to give you some scriptures today as we go through this. That way you'll be able to go back and find them yourself. You know, first of all, Proverbs 18 and 21, as I said, with the words you speak, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Then I went over to Ephesians 4 and 29. Let no corrupt talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up as fit the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. Then I went back to Proverbs 12 and 18, and it says, there is one whose rash words are like sword thrush, but the tongue of the wise bring healing. And you know, in Proverbs 16 and 24, you'll find a lot about the words that we speak. Gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. Then when you turn your Bibles over, we're coming from the Bible strictly today. Matthew 12 and 37 says, for by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. I'll go right back to our topic. Have you seen the power of God's words today working or being displayed in your life? I want you to think about that just for a moment. And when you think about that, just think. But now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander. These are words that you haven't. And obscene talk from your mouth. And Proverbs 13 and 3 say, whosoever guard his mouth preserve his life. He who open wide his lip come to ruin. We're thinking about that today. Have you seen the power of God's word display in your life? And when you think about that, a soft answer turn away wrath, but a harsh word stir up anger. You know, in Psalms 19 and 14, it says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. My. I'm giving you some scriptures that you can go to the word of God yourself. And you can feast and read upon these words and let God minister them to your soul, to your mind. You know, Proverbs 15 and 4 say, a gentle tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit. And our tag words we're using today is God, power, and words. Because if it wouldn't be for God, who gave you the power, who gave you the words, where would you be today? Just think about it. God, power, and words. And before the show is over, I'm going to break down power to you, some words that will really minister to your soul and to your mind today. And in Proverbs 29 and 20, it said, do you see a man who hastes in his words? There are more hope for a fool than for him. Even a fool who keeps silent is considered wise. When he closes his lips, he is deemed intelligent. Sometimes you have to close your mouth. Today we're talking about, have you seen the power of God's word displayed in your life? I know you can attest to it today. And I have a caller that come on. Anytime, caller, you want to say something, feel free to hit one on your keypad. You know, Paul, as preaching, was in the demonstration of the Spirit and power. So our power of God. You know, the gospel is the power of God to save those who believe. But faith come by hearing God's word. And gospel is able to produce true faith in the heart of any honest person. And today I ask you again, have you ever seen the power of God work, words work in your life? For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And for those that just coming on the line, our tag words we're using today that will be used throughout the program is God, power, and words. And without God, there is no power. And without the power of God, there will be no words. So I put all three of those together. And before the program is over, I'm going to break them down for you. You know, as I go through program today, you know, words of life, when you think about it, the first level or the highest level are the words of life. You know, obviously, there are words we want to speak because they produce the God kind of life. There is that word God, and there's that word life that I have in my topic today. You know, these are the words that enable the ministering angels to bring us the blessings of God. There's that word again. And the grace of God that will produce and promote the experience of eternal life. These are the words to which the angel responds. You know, when sincere spoken words of life are accomplished by behavior that is consistent with them, it is behavior that could be described as acting on God's word. Not me, but God's word. Or as James 1 and 22 say, be ye doers of the word. You know, being a doer of the word means that we not only speak the word of God, but we also order our life by what it says. It means we have made a decision to base our action on what we find in the word of God. And so right now I'm going to start breaking down some of these words on power. You know, power, first of all, start with us. Prayer. Without prayer, how can we have any power? My next word with P would be people. You know, don't look at the people. People look at you. But you need that power. That power in prayer and that power to meet the people need. I'm still on P. Person. You know, a person may ask you to pray for them. That consider the people, the person. And then I come with another P, powerful. Now just think about power and powerful with prayer with people and with that person. And then when I come again with P, privilege. Don't you know it's a privilege to be able to pray, to be able to have that power, to be able to pray and have people and persons in your life? And the next P I came up with was possible. You know, God made it possible that we could have all these prayer, people, person, power, and the privilege to be able to have that power. And when you think about that power, then I come with another P, promote. Here we able to promote the power of God's word to each and every person that will listen today, even on this broadcast. My. When you think about that power, you know that power goes so fast, so much, and it goes into our spirit. You know, when I think about, oh, still talking about power, first of all, obedience. Don't you know you need to be obedient to God for God to give you that power, to give you that word? Hallelujah. Obey. Don't you know, I'm still on O, you know. You need to obey the word of God. When you obey the word of God, don't you know you will get that power? More so being obedient and obey. My. When you think about that, you can say, yes, oh, meaning obedience, obey. Then when I came down to the W, I broke that down. On that W, I went to Ephesians 3:16-17, and it said, we may be strengthened in the inner man, being rooted and grounded in love. All of us need to know what we are loved and cared for. W mean working. That means we need to be working that power that God has given us. Have you seen the power of God work in your life today? I know if somebody on this line or will come on this line could give me testimony how God have worked and displayed in their life with the power of the word. We can't do nothing. You know, when I broke that power down with W, here's another W, withstanding. Just think about how you able to withstand God's power that's working in your life. When someone else said it couldn't be done, God said it can be done. Here we come with that we again. We can give thanks to God. We must use the privilege of prayer. I had privilege and power. In the P, I had prayer and power. But here we, not just us, but we as men and women of God. And then I came with another W, with W in power. Who? Nobody but God. That who? You know, so many times we have that three-letter word, who. We sound like an owl. Who. But who? But God can give us that power. You know, we must use the privilege of power each and every day in our life. You know, I came up with another W, work. We got to work together. We got to work the word that God have given us together. My. When you think about, and then I came up with another W, won't. You got to want this power. You got to want this power so much that you want it more than anything else in the world. You got to say within your sanctified soul, I want that power. I can have that power. I want it. You said I can have it, God. Whatever I got to do, I want that power. You cannot find power no way, no more in the church. The church is out. So if you don't have that power in you to display to somebody else, what's going to happen? You just sitting there like dead men and women with no power, no authority, no dominion. My. Ooh, let me go on. I'm going to continue on breaking down power to you. But let me go on a little bit further. You know, when we have done that, we begin walking. That W is again, walking. We got to walk this thing out, you know. And here I come with another W, will. You know, we begin to walk out the will of God, that G again, for God, for our life. As we speak, that W again, the word, we lose the ministering spirit to do his pleasure. There come that P again, pleasure, under power, which is to, here we come with another P, press in our way. There come that W again, way, my. Now, let's look at the second level of words. And the accomplishment behavior. You know, these words will still produce life, but not to the same degree as the words of life. I call this level of communication the verbal of silence. You know, the Bible teaches us that if you can't put voice to God's words, the next best thing to do is say nothing at all. You know, there are numerous examples of this in the Bible. You know, you will find them. You will see this principle in operation in the Old Testament when the Israelites fought the battle of Jericho. You know, you'll also see Joshua, the military commanders of the group, was given instruction by the Lord on high to take the city. And they were, here come that W, were and while, instructed. You know, he was told this was, you know, the trumpet, and it shall come to pass that when, that's another W, when, they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when, there came that W, I mean that aura, mean the ram, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the W, which is walls of the city, shall fall down flat. You'll find that in Joshua 3:6-5. You know, and here I come with something that's just going to blow your mind. This was the supernatural instruction for battle that Joshua received. There was that aura received. He wasn't going to get through the fortified walls of Jericho any other way. My. I'm breaking this thing down to you today on power. Have you seen the power of God's word today displayed in your life? I know some of you all may not be able to punch water on your keypad today, but you can just text me something by phone. If you want to say something and you can't say it, I'll gladly tell the listening audience that may come on later. You may not know my phone number, but the area code is 832-865-8438. And if you would like to come on the air, it's 646-716-4399, and you can hit 1 on your keypad. I would love to hear from you today on this fantastic day with this word. Have you seen the power of God's word display in your life? I know each and every person that's hearing the sound of my voice right now. God have done something through his word in your life that you had to run and tell somebody. My. And when you think about power, you know, there's power in prayer. Ephesians 6:16-18 said there was power in God's armor. But we are to take it on with prayer. We should make our requests known so God can supply what we need to serve him. And you know, when I thought about that, I went over to Brother James 5:16. I mean, on E, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Here we came with that E for effective, R for righteous. All this is in prayer. Breaking it down, you all. You know, there is no burden to bear our burdens alone. There is no need to bear our burdens alone. We can give them to God. But again, there are conditions. We must use the privilege of prayer. Here I use the three words, we, privilege, and prayer. You know, too many of us are like a man with a powerful, that's with the P, automobile who instead of getting in and turning on the ignition, stands behind the car pushing it. There's a people pushing. He tries to do it all himself and get nowhere. We need the power of God in our words. Our words have power, you all. We have to watch what we say at all times, because what we say go out in the atmosphere. So I'm learning to sit and think before I open this big mouth of mine. That go for me too. Yes, not just for me, for everybody. Because we can say some things with our mouth that have power, that can go over and can hurt somebody. We don't want to do that. We want to say words with power of God's word. That means we have to read the scriptures daily for ourselves. We have to ask God, what should I say? I don't want to lead nobody astray. So that's where I came up with, have you seen the power of God's word displayed in your life today? Because he's displaying things in our life each and every day of our life. You know, when I think about that, but I want you to notice something Joshua did. I'm going to go back to Joshua for a few minutes. This is very interesting to me. When Joshua relayed the battle plans to the children of Israel, he added something. He commanded the people, saying, ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice. Neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout. Then ye shall shout. Joshua 6 and 10. You know, sometimes we have to wait on God before we say something. We want to say things, just blurt it out. But we need to go to God in prayer and ask God, is this what you want us to say? Sometimes he may have us quiet as a church house mouse. That's what I say to myself. And people say, well, why are you not saying nothing? God haven't given me anything to say. I got to be neutral. I got to be quiet. Because the battle is not won all the time with me opening my mouth. I have to wait till the clarion call comes to give that shout. You know, God didn't say anything about the people having to be quiet during the 6 days when they were to march around the wall. But Joshua said, Joshua knew his people well enough to predict what they may say. They were whining and complaining. So Joshua commanded them to be quiet. You know, God gave me a couple of years back, maybe about 20, I ain't going to say 20, maybe about 14 to 15 years. God had me to do something. I was like Joshua. He had me to walk the perimeter of the house I had at that time. He said, just walk around it 7 times. I don't care what the people say. I don't care how nobody looking out the yard and see you walking. You just walk with your mouth closed. Don't say nothing. But when I give you the command on the 7th day to shout, I want you to shout like you done lost your mind. And that time, I did just what God said. I didn't utter a word. But here, God, he didn't want them to jeopardize the battle with their complaining and doubt for a word. And I had to be obedient. You can imagine what some of those people would have said if they hadn't been under strict orders to be quiet, especially the men of war. You know, the men was all dressed for battle, but there was no one to fight. It's hot out here, and this army is heavy. What do you think had gotten into Joshua? Had he gone crazy? Some people thought I was crazy. But when we all going to attack, look at them up there on the wall. They're laughing at us. I know my neighbors was laughing at me, but I didn't care. He said, keep your mouth shut. Can't you just hear them talk? They would have been just like you and me. To me, however, the principle is clear. If you are at a place in your life today when you might be moved by circumstances and you aren't ready, sure, you can speak in faith. Then keep your mouth closed. Keep it shut, because there is ample scripture proceeding for not saying anything at all. It isn't the highway, but the verbal of silence. When you get through, when you are struggling in your faith, If you would just keep quiet as you continue to do the word and to put it in your heart, your faith will grow. I had to do that, y'all. I had to let my faith grow more and more. Before long, you will move up to the highest level and start speaking words of life to yourself. My. So today, have you seen the power of God's word displayed in your life? Don't matter what the people say, what the purpose or the person say, you go before God. And when God tells you to do a thing, you follow the instruction God have given you. My tag words today was God, power, and word. Throughout my broadcast, I mentioned God, power, and word so many times because it's all about God, it's all about the power, and it's all about the word. Without the word, without the power, and without God, we are nothing. So today, have you seen the power of God work in your life? I hope this had helped someone that may come in on the archive label wondering what they must do. You know, the battle is the Lord. Give it to God. Follow his instruction to the T. Don't shout, not shout when God tell you to shout, because he is able to keep us to do what he say do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone just sent me a message. Our power is the result to the answer for the solution. Power will be, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost. Amen. Power, power. This is from Prophet Andrew Sim. For all of you all that may be listening in, this is the Prophet Andrew Sim. Power is the result to the answer for the solution. And here I came on with the program today. Power revealed the Holy Ghost. Thank you so much, Prophet Andrew Sim. Hallelujah. Anybody else that have something, words of wisdom, just call in. If you can't do it on by phone because you're listening in, dial 832-865-8438, and I'll be glad to put it on the broadcast. You know God is a good God. God had who he want on this program today. And I want to thank a special person that gave me more keys to breaking down power today. They may not want their name mentioned on the line, but I give God praise because I broke power down where you could understand it. As they say, even a fool would not err. So you know God is good all the time. So for all of you out there today, have you seen the power of God work or display in your life? It's the power, you all, that we need each and every day. We can't make it without the power. So I want to say tune in to next week when God give me another topic that I would bring on today. And I give him the praise. I give him the honor. I know my program is still, but I'm still talking in the archive today. And if anyone else have anything else they would like to say, feel free. I would love to share it with any and everybody that come on the line, or just email me, and I will be glad to bring it forth on the line. I thank God for this broadcast. I don't need a pulpit. I don't want to be pulled, but in a pit, to be pulled, to get out of a pit. I'm trying to take people out of a pit every day. So God gave me the airways where I can come on Blog Talk and share with the world what he gave me. And it will go further than inside of a building. And I give God the praise today. I give him the glory because it's all about him. It's not about prophetess, overseer, Sadie Elliott, but it's about Jesus Christ. How many souls are you winning today? This way I'm able to capture souls that I never know that may hear the gospel preach everywhere. And I give God the glory. I give him the praise because it's all about him. And until next week, y'all be blessed. And so I still have more time, and I will put a song on that will take us on into the archive today. And there is something about that name, which is Jesus. You all have a wonderful and a wonderful week. Talk with y'all next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you.